You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
Father, we thank you, Lord, that you would just open up our hearts. Let us receive your word today. God, challenge us today. Give us something practical and applicable in our lives so that we can move forward. We can move into our purpose. We can be productive in our walk as believers. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. 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 So we have some Marines in the house, do we? Yes, some Marines. Well, they have this great motto that I love, Simplify, which means always faithful or always loyal. And I was just kind of meditating on that this week, and faithfulness is a virtue that Scripture talks about a lot. And in our culture, faithfulness is so important, and it was a part of the fabric of our culture since the very beginning. Faithfulness. And faithfulness can be a loyalty to a cause or a people group or to your spouse or to your God, to belief system. But faithfulness, whenever it is shown in our culture, it's a very positive thing. It's a very productive thing. But I want to tell you that faithfulness is in the course of being undermined. There is something that's at war with faithfulness in our society. And I want to talk about that today because we've been talking about this great series about community and us praying the prayer, come unity. Well, one of there's a divisive element that works against faithfulness. And so we have two values that are a part of two separate value systems that are at war with one another. And so when I'm talking about this, you know, we have one element, faithfulness, that is, it's something that holds community together. It's something that holds relationships together. But the other value, it actually causes things to come apart, causes things to unravel. What I'm talking about is faithfulness versus selfishness. I'm going to talk about kind of some tender subject matter today, but I believe this is so important for us to understand as believers. We make small decisions very frequently in our lives that we either make a choice to make a decision in faithfulness or a decision in selfishness. So these little decisions that we make quite often, many times on a daily basis, they lead us down a greater road to more faithfulness or more selfishness. And so ultimately, we decide what is going to be the road, what is going to be the journey that we take. Is it going to be one that is driven, one that is motivated by faithfulness, or one that is motivated by selfishness? As a nation, we can look at how these two things have played out. As a nation, faithfulness brought us together, helped us fight together for our independence. But selfishness was also playing a role in the background, causing us to have separation, causing us to have classes of people. This is the thing that I found about faithfulness. Faithfulness asks, how can we work together to make things better? How can we work together to make things back? In a corporate culture, when we look at faithfulness, faithfulness asks, how can we work together to succeed as a company? Right? How many would agree with that? Selfishness, on the other hand, asks, how can I use people to make the company succeed? See how that's different in a company culture? These two things play out throughout our society. But in company, oftentimes faithfulness is asking, how can we work together to make the company succeed? While selfishness asks, how can I use people to make the company succeed? In a community, we see faithfulness and selfishness play out in an interesting way. Faithfulness seeks to compassionately serve others. We have some beautiful gifts within our body that really have a heart for the local mission field. and how we can pour out and give to our brothers and sisters in the community. So in the community, faithfulness asks, how can we compassionately serve others? Selfishness looks only to serve itself. We are in a culture that is at war with these two concepts, faithfulness and selfishness. Faithfulness and selfishness. And I want you to see this, how it plays out through the different elements. So happy to have some of our family with us today. Amen. When we look at the Bible, let's look at what the Bible says as far as faithfulness. We can look through the Word of God, and it's very peculiar how God talks about faithfulness. Because God's way of describing His relationship is very interesting. How many people are part of the people of God? Amen. That should be most everybody here. Hopefully everybody here. We're raising your hands. Because God does this interesting thing. He describes His relationship with us in terms of fidelity. Grab a hold of this with me. God talks about faith from terms of fidelity. When the people of God are in relationship with Him, you can look in the Word of God, and He will say, you know, if they've been focused on doing the things of God and they've been focused on Him, He'll say, you've been faithful to Me. But when they've gotten off course, and oftentimes we do, but God says, you've been unfaithful to Me. Isn't that interesting how God takes something and He personalizes it? If you're off and you're doing the wrong thing, He takes this relationship that He has with us so personal that if we're off course, we're doing the wrong thing, He says, you've been unfaithful to Me. God is a very intimate, very personal God in that way, that's the way He sees things. And we continue to see this thread in the Word of God, even when Jesus says in Matthew 16:4, O wicked and adulterous generation. Jesus uses really colorful words to say, not only have you been wicked, I see your wickedness as being unfaithful to Me. And so God kind of paints this picture as Him in such a relationship that's really marital in nature. So the topic of faithfulness and loyalty are mentioned, you can write this down, 375 times in the Bible. So this is not something that just pops up. This is a theme that goes throughout. Unfaithfulness is mentioned 253 times. Clearly, God is saying something about faithfulness. Faithfulness is an important theme of the Bible. Faithfulness is a big deal to God. And He compares the relationship even with Christ and the church as man and wife. He said, this is the relationship, right? God is saying, this is the relationship that I desire with you. This is the relationship that I desire for My church. This type of oneness, this type of intimacy, this type of faithfulness. And so we see it played out very much like a marriage. How many knows when you're married to somebody, you know things about them that nobody else knows? You know what they like. You know what they don't like. You know what their everything in between, their preferences. Amen? You know, I've seen, you know, firsthand the opposite side of the spectrum when selfishness plays a role in marriage. Because I do a lot of premarital and postmarital counseling with my wife, and actually a third generation marriage counselor. So I know a couple of things about it, but selfishness in a marriage either leads to the end of the marriage or it ends in one or both parties being miserable. So selfishness will either end the marriage or it will cause one or both parties to be miserable. And selfishness really is on the other spectrum, side of the spectrum, as faithfulness, true faithfulness. Selfishness will not just make you unhappy, it makes other people around you unhappy people that are in relationship with you, not just marital relationship, but other types of relationship, it just makes people unhappy. It makes the circumstances unhappy. So whether we're talking about marriage, whether we're talking about community, whether we're talking about our relationship with God, selfishness is something that we have to absolutely get rid of. Selfishness is absolutely toxic to relationships and toxic to community. So if we're supposed to be faithful to God, and our relationship covenant is comparable to a marriage covenant, a good marriage, all right? Not talking about a bad marriage, not a shabby marriage, but a good marriage. If that's what type of relationship we're supposed to have with God. And Jesus in his last prayer says something. How many know that Jesus is always taking the bar up? You know, sometimes you think, you know, well, Jesus came and he brought kind of a more easy type of covenant. Well, no, in a lot of ways, Jesus called for a higher level of accountability in certain areas. And this is one of those areas. Jesus prays in his last prayer, Father, make them one. So this whole concept of oneness, of marriage, of faithfulness keeps coming around. And it's really a tall order because God is saying, I want you to be faithful to me. I want you to be faithful to your spouse. And I also want you to be faithful to each other. Isn't that a tall order? That's like saying, okay, now the people of the church have to be faithful to one another. Not only to God do we need to be faithful, not only to our spouse, not only to our family, but also to the people of God. And sometimes I ask myself, has God seen the people inside the church sometimes? Community, you can write this down, community is a commitment. You know, this is the thing a lot of times I think we don't realize about community is for community to work, for community to function, there has to be commitment. How many know if you try to have a relationship with somebody and you're, you know, scheduling lunch appointments, you're dropping by their house, but they're not really reaching out to you. They're not reciprocating. So it's difficult to have relationship if someone doesn't show up to the relationship. If we have a dinner engagement and we're supposed to have dinner together, but the person doesn't show up for dinner. Or a lunch appointment and the person doesn't show up for lunch. It's counterproductive because it takes commitment to have community. So it's not always easy, I found, though. It's like a marriage. You have good days, you have bad days, you have sometimes that you have somebody that upsets you, says something that offends you. But you know what? If you're in a committed relationship, guess what? You work through those offenses. You work through those arguments. You work through those misunderstandings. Why? Because community is a commitment. And so just like faithful, just like marriage, we have good days, we have bad days, but we don't walk out. Faithfulness is about being there. Being there when you're needed. Being there just to be there. Being there just to be there. Community can be a beautiful thing. It can add so much to its members, but its members must be committed to the principle of community. And I say it again, community can be so beautiful, it can add so much to members, but its members must be committed to the principle of community. Community is a principle in that way. Faithfulness asks, what can I give to community? How many remember the old statement that says, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country? Faithfulness asks, what can I give to my community? Selfishness asks, what can I get from my community? Community is a commitment. If you only show up when you need something, does that sound like faithfulness? Faithfulness is when we show up because we understand we have a commitment to one another. I have a commitment to you. You have a commitment to me. I have a commitment to you. You have a commitment to you. We all have a commitment to each other. When we only look to show up when we can get something out of something, we have chosen the other side of the spectrum. Oneness demands that we have faithfulness. Father, make us one. What an incredible statement. What an incredible prayer. May we experience that oneness that Jesus was talking about. You know, he used the word ecclesia, which means the gathering of God's people. The gathering of God's people. That's really what, you know, the word that we use now, church. The original way that Jesus said it was the gathering of God's people. And this beautiful prayer that he said, make them one, make them united, make them faithful to one another. The world, he says this, he continues this prayer. He says, Father, make them one so that the world will know that you sent me. Isn't that an incredible thought process to say the world may never know the goodness of Jesus if we're not faithful to him and faithful to each other? The world may never know if we aren't faithful to him, but also faithful to each other. Let's bow our heads and pray today. God, I thank you today that your word challenges us. You challenge us to be better. Your word oftentimes makes things uncomfortable. Sometimes, Jesus, you make demands of us, but it makes us better. You only push us into our purpose, to push us into something greater. And so, God, we thank you for that challenge that you're giving us in all areas of our life, especially faithfulness. God, whatever that is for us, God, whatever that means for us, God, let us all take another step, Father, to be more faithful to our families, to be more faithful to our spouse, to be more faithful to our church, to be more faithful to one another, to be more faithful, God, to those that you've put in relationship with us. God, we thank you, Lord, that as we make small decisions, God, they would be the right decisions. Lord, and we thank you for community. We thank you for our faith community at Hope, but we also thank you for, Lord, the community, Lord, that goes on in our city and our nation. Lord, thank you that we continue to pray a prayer. Come unity, that your unity, that your oneness, Father, would come and bring us together. As your word says, bind us together with cords of love. And Father, we thank you, Lord, as heads are bowed and eyes are closed. Maybe there's a couple people here that just say, you know what? My walk isn't where it needs to be with Jesus. Somehow I just kind of drifted away. But I want to reconnect with God today. If that's you, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you. Amen. I see that there's something so powerful with reconnecting with God. And maybe today you're at a place where you've never really committed to Jesus in that way. You say, I really want to commit to you, Jesus. If that's you, just slip up your hand. Because we can go through the motions, but it's different between going through the motions and being in a committed relationship. If that was you and you slipped up your hand, I just want to pray with you. And everybody can pray this prayer with me. Jesus, thank you for being committed to me, for dying on the cross before I even knew anything, for taking my sins away, for showing me how to live, for reconnecting me with the Father for giving me this free gift of salvation. I thank you for it. I receive it. Teach me how to walk in it. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Let's give God the praise.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.